Uphathe indambo zemfundo ye-primary le-secondary umnumzana K. Mathema utshele iphephandaba le-Veraut ukuba izikolo ezingaso zilandela iziqondiso zokuvikela abantwana lababalisi ku-COVID-19 zizavalwa. Isikhulumeli sogatsha lwezemfundo umnumzana Thawungana Ndoro yena uthe izikolo zonke elizweni sezilungele ukuvulwa.
The Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education has already opened schools as directed for the examination classes, and as directed by His Excellency the President Comrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, we have put in place the World Health Organization guidelines and protocols from the Ministry of Health and Child Care to ensure that our schools are safe environments for learning.
Ugatsha lwezemfundo soluvulile izikolo njengalokho okwatshiwo ngumongameli uMnangagwa. Sesifake iziqondiso zonke ezivunyelwa ngabe World Health Organization ukuze ababalisi labantwana befundise bekhululekile.
Uqhubeke echazisa ukuba abazali kumele bathembe iziqondiso ezizwe nguhulumende ekuveleni
i-COVID-19 and teaching. So our parents or guardians should not panic and send their children to school so that learning continues and education does not wait. Thank you.
Abazali labantwana akakumelanga bethuke, kumele bathumele abantwana esikolo ukuze ukufunda kuqhubekele phambili.
Kodwa abenhlanganiso emele ababalisi e-Progressive Teachers Association of Zimbabwe, PTUZ, bathi lumbiko awula qiniso. Lokhu kufakazwa ngumkhokheli walenhlanganiso umnumzana Takawafika Zhou.
Schools have failed to open smoothly in Zimbabwe, but perhaps the effect is not felt because only examination classes have turned up and administrators have also turned up in terms of headmaster, deputy, and senior master or senior woman. But as we warned the government, teachers have failed to turn up, students have turned up in large numbers.
Ezikolo zehlulekile ukuvula ngoba abantwana abaloba imihloliso yibo abahambe ezikolo. Satshela uhulumende uba silamali ngoba usinikeza iholo elincane kakhulu.
Omunye umbalisi uNkosikazi Melisa Shinkwana Ngwana uvumelana loZhou.
Njengababalisi namhla besikhangelelwe ukuthi sibuyele emsebenzini, kodwa iningi lethu sisemakhaya asibuyelanga. Kungayisikho kuthanda kwethu, kodwa ke ukuthi imali esihola incane, iphay esiyitholileyo ngenyanga ngiphede edlulileyo ihle yaphela singakabhadaleli yonke into esiyifunayo, ama-school fees abantwana asenelisanga ukubhadala, zonke izinto esizifunayo nje singakabuyeli emsebenzini asenelisanga ukuzibhadalela, ama-school fees abantwana ayedlula imali esiziholayo.
Kunjalo nje elezimbabwe liyaqhubeka ukuhlaba abantu ijekiseni le-COVID-19. Sekulabantu abazinkulungwane ezedlula ezingamashumi amathathu 36,359 asebehlatshelele ijekiseni kuhlangana kuqala lokuhlatshwa ijekiseni le-COVID-19 ele-Sinopharm elavela kwele-China. Uhulumende wazise ukuba amanye amajekiseni afika inkulungwane ezimbili 200,000 asendleleni evela kule China njalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.